Day two of Broncos training camp. Pleased to be joined by the MMQB's Peter King. Peter, the Broncos have made a lot of additions to this team over the offseason. What do you feel like some of the expectations are for this team this year?
Well, it's interesting because I think these guys, I mean, Chris Harris told me that they still view themselves the cream of the division. You know, even though they didn't win it last year, and even though the rise of the Raiders and the Chiefs are still good, obviously. But I think the expectation should be that you pick a quarterback, you get behind the quarterback, and you protect them. Because I think one of the storylines that I haven't read or heard too much about is that really, you know, no matter who the Broncos pick as the quarterback, you know, if, you know, whether it's Bowles and Menelik Watson, whether it's Sam Brollo at left tackle, I mean, they're not going to do very much on offense if they don't protect the quarterback. And, you know, again, look, I know that there's so much unknown right now with Jamaal Charles and with that backfield, now with the injury to Booker. But to me, I kind of look at their team and I say, on offense, I realize there's a lot of question marks, but to me, the biggest thing is those bookend tackles. They got to protect.
A lot of question marks on offense, like you mentioned, especially that quarterback position. A lot of people paying attention to those two. What do you think about the two of them? Obviously, Trevor has more playing experience, but Paxton, a first-round pick.
I think you go with the guy who probably on opening day, Trevor Siemian, is probably going to be more ready, more prepared, and probably make fewer mistakes. But he's also probably not going to be as explosive either with his legs or with his deep arm as Paxton Lynch. So I think the Broncos have to make a decision. It could be that one guy is going to look so much better in training camp that they just give him the job. But they may have to make a decision if it's close, which is the guy who we think is going to play better over the long haul this season. And I think there's a lot of excitement in the building about Paxton Lynch and what he can do if really given the reins for more than a half a game here or one start there. I think they could pick either guy, and the faction who liked the other guy would say, why'd you pick that guy? I mean, it's so close that neither decision, whatever decision they make, is going to be understandable and I think justifiable.
I'm talking to you about this at the owners' meeting. It's still a topic now. Mr. B was knocking on the door for the Hall of Fame last year. What will go into the conversations this year, and how close do you think he'll be?
Well, the way the contributors category works at the Hall of Fame, there's a 9-member subcommittee, of which I'm one, and each year they rotate people on and off the committee. So I'm not going to be in the meeting this year. But I believe that if he's not the front runner, I'd say this is just my feeling. I think he and Gil Brandt probably would be the guys who would be the front runners this year. If I'm in the room, if I'm on the committee, I vote my conscience, and I think that's what everybody else should do.
You think that Pat Boland, though, has a pretty strong case, though?
I think he's got a great case, and I think he's got a very good chance. You know, and personally, I'm kind of pulling for him because I think he is a very deserving Hall of Famer. And so, you know, we'll see, and I hope the best for him this year.
Last one for you here. I know that you love beer. You talk about microbrewer. Anything around Denver here?
I'm a big fan of Avery White Rascal. And I haven't had a beer. I got in late last night, and unfortunately I'm leaving today. I probably will not have a Colorado beer on my trip here, which is kind of bad because Colorado is one of the top 3, 4, 5 microbrew states in the country. And, it's funny. The people at our site put out, like, for the last year, every beer I've recommended in my column. And I got more email from people in Colorado saying, you don't have a single Colorado beer there. What's the matter with you? And I said, well, go back. You'll find Avery White Rascal. You'll probably find a couple of other ones from Colorado because I'm – and, you know, this is a weird thing to say because everybody says, oh, you love the craft beer. You don't like normal beers. I like the banquet beer.
Yep.
I'll drink the banquet beer. Yeah, I'll do it. And so – but anyway, I it's interesting. Everybody is so into their own beer.
And I don't know how you have your own beer anymore. There's 9 million beers everywhere you go. So I don't know.
Maybe start brewing your own.
I don't want to do that. I wouldn't be very good at it because everybody hates me because I'm a big Hefeweizen Witbier fan, and everybody said, come on, you got to go for the IPAs. I like IPAs. I just like Witbiers more.
Okay. All right, Peter. Thank you very much. I appreciate your time. Thank you.